Thank you, Tendai. Excellencies, distinguished panelists, what an honor it is for my office and I to be with all of you today. And Reverend Jackson, we are deeply honored by your presence. Colleagues and friends, no wind, rain, thunder, lightning, or snow would prevent us from being here today. And it is, to a certain extent, poetic, because the very element of struggle which defines this noble cause is even built into the weather and our coping with it later this afternoon as we catch our buses and subway back to our homes. I'm delighted to be here on the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, which in 2018 is given even greater weight as we mark the 70th year of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And across the world, despite the abolition of slavery and notwithstanding many victories over legalized segregation and new measures for inclusion and social justice, people of African descent continue to face racism and racial discrimination in a very broad range of circumstances. This racism is fueled by messages of fear and violence that are propagated for political gain, and it humiliates, oppresses, and excludes millions of women, men, and children. And it impoverishes them economically as well, but so too does it impoverish the conscience and soul of the racists themselves. So racism harms, and only harms, not just the lives of those who endure it, but also society as a whole. It deepens mistrust, casting suspicion on all sides, and tears apart the social fabric. And by forcing back large numbers of people from realizing their potential, it hampers the economic development to be enjoyed by everyone. The task of fully realizing the human rights of people of African descent is thus an urgent one for all of humanity. The 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, with its mantra of leaving no one behind, is potentially a massive step forward which can bring real benefit to millions of people of African descent. Together with the Durban Declaration and Programme of Action and the various international human rights treaties, particularly the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination, the Programme of Activities of the International Decade of for People of African Descent. And all this provides a solid framework for action. The decade is about recognition, grasping the extent and depth of racism and racial discrimination faced by people of African descent, and giving much more visibility to their history, rich culture, and many achievements. Ultimately, though, the decade is about justice. Law enforcement authorities around the world disproportionately use force against people of African descent, particularly young men, and racial profiling and other forms of discrimination are endemic. Equal access to justice and equal protection of the law at all stages of law enforcement are essential to ending racism. The decade is also about economic development. People of African descent have been major contributors to the prosperity of their societies, but they have been denied their fair share of the dividends. Men and women of African descent must be, therefore, active partners in determining development priorities and setting up development initiatives. I thank you for your attention, and I look forward to the conversation to come. Thank you so much.